and we live in that place. This, if we could grab a hold of this, would release us from all strife. We wouldn't have to be somebody else or wish that we were somebody else or wish that we could do this as good as somebody else or compare us to somebody else. We could be who God created us to be and enter into the seventh day that Adam was born to enter into. Adam's day was the sixth day. He was created on the sixth day. His first real full day as a human being was the rest of God. The rest of God. He was born to, created to be, live in that rest where God provides it all and I move with Him to use that which He has given to me to glorify Him. This is what He has called us to, saints. I want to encourage us with this vision and understanding. And how do we come to the place of that humility? Well, the Bible just tells us, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and He will lift you up. If you humble yourself, what does that mean? Well, to me it means get your mind in tune with the reality of God and not the reality that you've made up for yourself. Get your mind in a place where you have lowliness of mind and you would rather serve others than satisfy what you want. Where you are pushing others forward, where others are the important thing. And a lot of the selfishness that we encounter as human beings here is motivated by the fear that we just will not have enough, we will not be taken care of, or that we are not valued. But God says, you are my valued child. I have much stake in you. I have called you to my glory. I have called you to a place of communion where you are so aware that your next breath comes from me. Even their next breath, that all that you eat and drink and that you need to survive, the love and the acceptance that you need to thrive as a human, all these things that we need comes from God and He will provide. Let us take that mindset. Let us bow our knee unto the Lord, that we may come to the place where if He sees fit, He would lift us up. He would lift us up. He wants us to live in that place of peace, the place of rest, the place of communion, the place where we are fulfilled and we have joy. That's what He's called us to, saints. That's what He wants for us. He said, when it's time, and only when it's time, the breath that He lent to you, He will take back. And here we are struggling to keep alive a little longer. Struggling to look younger. Struggling to just, prolong our days. You know, God has lent us this breath. And when He wants it back, nobody's going to stop that. He's going to just take it back. And we will not have His breath anymore. Now, that if we know the Lord, that will not produce fear. That will not produce fear. that will produce faith. What it will produce is a rest that we don't have to struggle and strive because our times are in His hands. We can rest in Him. So let's have a word of prayer. And let's just have a short season of prayer. Just to allow the Holy Spirit to bring about within us an understanding of His purpose, His ways, an understanding, Lord, open our eyes that we may understand our true condition. And that is not for condemnation in any way, shape, or form. It's just that we would know, and that we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free. That we are so dependent upon You, Lord. Lord, our forefather made a bad choice. You gave him every advantage to live and thrive, to multiply, to be blessed in a land that You had provided everything for him. You had a purpose and a plan. You had wonderful days of communion with his God planned, but he decided that he would go his own way. In the cross of Christ and in the life of Jesus and his death and resurrection, you have brought us to the place where you can set the reset button and we can be in that place of glory with you. Lord, we live in the nasty now and now, a place where we confess, Lord, we're stressed for one reason or another. And we ask, O God, that you would bring about a realization in our beings that we are totally dependent upon you, that we can do absolutely nothing without you, Lord, that even our next breath comes from you. Lord, everything comes from you. Lord, help us to live in that place, that we would be like your creation, as we read in Psalm 104, that they wait upon you. Lord, we want our lives to be a reflection of your glory. Lord, you're giving your glory to those who obey you. You give your spirit to those who will invite you in to have communion when you knock at the door. That you will give to us, Lord, that which is our convenient food, the food that is appropriate for us, intellectual food, friendship food, social food, the fellowship of the brethren, communion with you, provision for ourselves, for our loved ones. Lord, bring us to that place of rest where we know, O Lord, that our eyes turn up to you. From where comes our help? Our help comes from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth, and you made me, Lord. So, Lord, I ask that you would set our beings in a place of rest, the place where you said it's very good, the place where we are dependent in your rest upon you. Lord, drive away within us these anxious feelings and thoughts. Drive away fear from our beings. Lord, we just say this. We humble ourselves before you. Teach us what that means. Teach us on a daily basis by your Holy Spirit what it means to humble ourselves before you, Lord. And Lord, when we look up, we'll see your face. We'll know you. We'll have that sense of knowing, that well-being, that satisfaction of being fulfilled, for we are doing and being as you have called us to be. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can enter into the place where we have ceased from our own labors and we rest in what you have done. Work upon us, Lord. We confess, Lord, that we get so caught up in a lot of things, a lot of cares. Lord, bring the reality of the rest and peace of God within us, Lord. I cry unto you for this for myself, Lord. Lord, I want to live in the glory for which you have created us to live. Lord, let us fulfill the purpose for which we have been created, to live in that communion with you, that peace, that rest, that love. And we glory in nothing else but you and what you have done for us on the cross, O Lord. We glory in you. We glory in you. We have no glory of our own. Lord, we only have you. So I pray for all here that we would enjoy the benefits of your kingdom, that we would enjoy the life that you have created for us. And Father, we just thank you for gathering us together around your table to feast of your wonderful Spirit. We do ask, O Lord, for a fresh wind to come upon us, Lord. A fresh breath of the breath of God to come upon all of us, Lord, here. The breath of God to come upon us, O Lord, to make us alive in thee, O Lord. We have chosen a way of man, of independence. But Lord, we choose to look to you for a fresh breath, a fresh wind, upon our spirits, Lord, a freshness from you, something that will revive your inheritance when it was weary. Oh Lord, a fresh breath from your very nostrils into us, O God. We look to you for this these days, and we know that you alone are the answer. We thank you for all that you have done for us and will do in the name of Jesus. Amen.